with the third pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select RJ Barrett.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez coming to you live with another episode of Draft Strickland. And I'm really excited about today's episode because we have a very special guest. Usually, you know, we talk to people who are talking about hoops from their couch, from their house, you know, who are big fans but haven't necessarily lived it. But today we have the one and only Jacob Toppin from Kentucky, Hooper extraordinaire, here to talk to us a little bit about the upcoming season, about Obi, about what he misses about New York, a bunch of good stuff. Jacob, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited to pick your brain a little bit, see how you're approaching the season. I'm really excited to see Kentucky this year. Y'all got a squad, Ty, Damian, Oscar, the people coming back from last year, yourself. I know you're probably itching. I hope the shoulder's feeling a little better. I know you're itching to get out there. How do you feel about the team this year?
I'm excited. I'm definitely excited for this team. We've been working hard in the offseason, and we've come a long way. We built relationships with each other. We built connections with each other, and that's going to help us when we're on the court together. So we're definitely going to trust each other more. We're going to know how each other plays, and we're just going to be a great team. That's how I feel. I think we're just going to have a great team mentally and physically. We're going to be great, and we're going to just be great on the defensive side, too. It's not just offense. Defensively, we want to be a great team, and that's where it's going to start.
That's awesome to hear. I really like how balanced the team is. It's you know, y'all got bigs, y'all got athletes, shooters. So I feel like y'all will definitely be able to adapt to different situations. So it's good that y'all have that chemistry and camaraderie. One thing I wanted to ask you about, so just looking at how you've come to Kentucky from URI and what happened with Obi in college, and he had his breakout really in his second year. And, you know, there's kind of some parallels there with you coming to Kentucky for your second year and taking a bigger role. I feel like there's definitely some similarities there. Both of you all had, you know, it looks like Kentucky's going to be excellent this year. Dayton was obviously really good in Obi's second year. So I'm just curious, did you all ever talk about that, about the similarities or just how it is to come back for your second season and be more of a leader, anything like that?
I mean, first off, like, everyone has their own path. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Everyone has their own direction, and like, everyone's different. But obviously, like, if you like look at it in that type of way, we definitely have like some similarities. But that's what like everything. So like growing up, we didn't hit a growth spurt till late in our teenage years. So like there's similarities there. But again, I'm on my own path. My brother was on his own path. So I'm just focused on what I need to do this year to help my team succeed.
That's really cool to hear. I totally appreciate that. I know you mentioned early in the first question, the, you know, preparing in the off season and all of that, getting ready for the season, both as a team and of course as an individual. So one thing that a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are interested in is kind of like the behind the scenes of what players do to improve and to work on their craft and their leadership in the off season. So can you talk a little bit about like your mindset, and then also just like, you know, on a normal day in the off season, like what does training look like for you?
So we all know like the game is changing. The game is more spaced out, more skill based. You got to be able to shoot the ball now. So in the off season, that's what I've been working on. That's what my team's been working on. We've been working on being more consistent, shooting the ball, getting our skills right, whether that's on the defensive side or offensive side. We've definitely been very skill based in the off season, working on our skills, bettering ourselves as a player and as an individual player and as a team. So that's definitely what we've been working on, is just skill based stuff and shooting the ball more consistently.
That's awesome. I know those shooting workouts and all the workouts are probably tough but worthwhile, and the shooting workouts especially. So I'm excited to see the fruits of all that work. With preparing with your team, how do you get to train with some of them in the off season?
So when in the summer we have like workouts with our team. So
cool.
We're not just working out individually. Like we get to work out with each other. So we could learn each other's game. That's what we need for the season. We need to be able to play with each other. So we definitely in the off season played a lot of pickup. We did a lot of workouts together in groups. So like we would get that connection and build that connection with each other.
That's awesome. And I'm sure, y'all are probably constantly in touch with the awesome coaches at Kentucky. What have the coaches, whether it's Cal or some of the other great assistants, have they set any kind of goals for you as a individual for this team?
I love this coaching staff because they hold everyone accountable. And being at Kentucky, we're held to a high standard. And that standard will never change. You're either going to live up to it or you're going to have to fall back. And I believe this group of guys, like we all lived up to that standard, and we're all trying to better ourselves every day as individuals and as like a team. So this coaching staff is definitely hard on us, but it's good for us because we're going to become better for it. And we thank them for it, all they do. If we need to get in the gym late night, early mornings, they're going to be there. So they're very invested in our time. So they definitely, like, this is definitely a good group, a good coaching staff.
That's good to hear. And it's not at all surprising. So one thing, you know, y'all grew up in New York, and this is a podcast that is listened to mostly by Knicks fans and New Yorkers or former New Yorkers. Y'all grew up in Brooklyn, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. What part of Brooklyn?
Bushwick.
Oh, word. I'm from the Bronx, and most of my friends were from Brooklyn. And even though getting from the North Bronx to Brooklyn was like basically a road trip, I had to go make that long train trip. So I definitely got to show love to my Brooklyn peoples. Is there anything, you know, going from New York to Rhode Island and then to Kentucky, is there anything that you miss about New York?
There's a lot of I miss about New York. Just being in New York, I love the atmosphere, just being around all the people, being around the city, definitely the food. I miss the food a lot, going to the corner store, getting a bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, I miss doing that. And, like, I'm excited to go back home because I haven't been home in a while. So it's definitely exciting to get to go back and be home again.
They don't have bodegas in Lexington?
Nah, they don't have bodegas over here.
I'm literally looking at my notes here, and, like, I have this question about, what do you miss in New York? And I have a note that what I personally miss, I'm in D.C. right now, but what I miss the most is definitely the food, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. D.C., they have breakfast sandwiches, but it's not the same. Doesn't hit right. The same.
Right.
So I know y'all play Duke at the Garden soon.
Yes, sir.
That's where's your head at coming into that? That must be circled on your calendar.
Yeah, it's definitely circled. But we have a game today, actually. So we're worried about the game today, worrying about bettering ourselves as a team. We're coming into this game trying to improve things that we needed to improve upon from last game. But we're definitely, all of us are excited for that Duke game, MSG. I'm definitely excited going back home, being able to play in Madison Square Garden where my brother plays is definitely something I've always wanted to do. So I'm definitely excited, but everyone's excited. We can't get too excited, though, because we need to focus on what we need to do to win the game. But right now we're focused on tonight and winning tonight's game and improving on what we need to improve on. So, yeah.
I hear that. Are you going to be able to play tonight, or is that still like wait and see?
You will see tonight.
All right, I'll tune in. I hope you can play, and if not, whenever you're ready to play, I'll definitely be tuning in.
Yes, sir.
Is I imagine Obi and the rest of the family and probably a bunch of other people you know in New York are excited for seeing both Obi with the Knicks playing in the Garden and then you playing in the Garden in like the same week. What's that like for like you and your family?
It's definitely a surreal moment. We've always dreamed about moments like these, and we're going to take full advantage of it. We're going to take it all in, but it's definitely exciting. I'm excited. My family's excited. It's going to be such a surreal moment. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah. I look forward to it. I know I'm sure between the Kentucky stuff and the Knicks stuff, there'll be some nice little video clips and interviews and all that. So a lot going on in the Toppin household. One thing I was going to ask y'all about, at this point, and I know everybody who comes to play at a school like Kentucky, right, wants to be the best player they can, the best teammate they can. But it's important to balance looking ahead with looking right in front of you, like you were saying. Like, you can't worry about the Duke game because you got a game today and you got to get that win first.
Right.
Do y'all even think about, like, as far ahead as the NBA draft, or is that not even really something you're worried about right now?
No, that's definitely it's in the back of my mind, and I'm pretty sure it's in the back of all my teammates' minds, because we're looking to win every game that's in front of us. So that starts tonight, and then that starts Tuesday, and so on. So we never look too far ahead, because there's always obstacles right in front of us that we have to worry about first. So once that time comes, once the NBA draft comes, once all that comes, that's when we'll worry about it.
Yeah, that makes sense. You gotta keep it balanced. I'm really excited to see your role on this team, particularly your athleticism. I know the hops are crazy, but it's not just jumping alone. It's utilizing that with all your skills. And between you and Damian, I feel like that's two of the – it's really hard to find two athletes on any one team who could get up like that. So how is that for your teammates to know that they have – you know, two guys who can just run out and go and get it like that?
We're a fast team, so that's pretty much the goal. So whenever on the defensive end, like whenever we grab a rebound, we're out and going. We're running our lanes, and if they can throw it to the rim, throw it to the rim. But they don't even need to throw it to the rim. Coach tells them to throw it to the top of the backboard, and me and D-Lo will get it. So that's pretty much how it goes. If we're diving to the basket, just throw it to the top of the backboard, and we'll go get it.
I believe it, man. Just watching the early Knicks games this season, it's really been a long time since the Knicks have been. I mean, every NBA team is athletic to some degree, but like it's been a while since the Knicks have had a player like Obi who can run and go get it, and where the team makes an effort to play to that skill. Like the Knicks. Last year played really slow under Coach Tibbs and very deliberate. But now when Obi comes off the bench and like we'll have these fast breaks and dudes will throw these like 60-foot passes. I'm like, oh snap, like are you allowed to do that? Like I'm so not used to it. But it's clear that even though he didn't do as much of that last year, he's got a lot more freedom now to go and be an athlete in a smart way. So I imagine Coach Cal is kind of thinking the same thing in terms of making this year's team faster than last year's team.
Yeah, 100%. We definitely utilize the skill sets that we have, the abilities that everyone can do. He definitely knows how to utilize all of that and put them all together. So we're going to be good. We're going to be a good team this year.
Awesome. I don't have too many more questions, but I do have one important question, which is who wins in a dunk contest, you or Obi?
That question is asked a lot. And honestly, like even if you were to ask Obi this question, like he would definitely say me.
I believe it, man. Oh, it's one of those things where like y'all both can jump, but like it always looks cooler when it's not like a taller person doing it.
He's too stiff. He has a stiff body. I'm more fluent with it. So like, I don't know. I think I would just, his pride might get in the way and he'll say he'll win, but like, we both know I would.
I wasn't going to call him stiff. You said it, not me. So you listeners, y'all heard it. Prez didn't say it. Jacob said it. Now, here's another harder question. Who wins in the dunk contest? You, Obi, or your dad back in the day?
See, my dad has a couple tricks up his sleeve, but like he's definitely like he's not even on the same level of jumping ability as me and my brothers. So like he's going to have to take a step back with that one.
Yeah, the new and improved.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I know you got to get to shoot around. So I really appreciate you coming through and just sharing some of your time and your insight. The Knicks fans who listen to this podcast is normally all about the draft. So it's a lot of college hoops fans who listen to this who are Knicks fans. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on all of you guys at Kentucky and
yes, sir.
Hoping y'all have a lot of success this year, both individually and as a team, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. On that note, listeners, I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you for joining Jeff Strickland for a special episode, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you.